Horse and Rider is a large, rough-hewn wooden sculpture of a horse and human rider standing on a low platform in the central space of the gallery. The horse is approximately 7 feet long from its nose to the tip of the tail that sticks out behind it. From the horse's feet to the top of the rider's head is about 6.5 feet. The piece is 20 inches wide. The rider is carved from one cedar trunk, which is positioned vertically. The horse's torso, neck, and head are carved from a second cedar trunk, which is positioned perpendicular to the human figure. The horse stands on separately carved cedar branch legs attached to the underside of the torso on its four corners. The upright rider holds its arms and legs stiffly down to its sides. The rider's stick-like fingers point straight down, and block-like feet point straight forward. The horse's midsection is carved inward a bit to accommodate the rider's legs, but otherwise the horse's torso looks like the trunk of the tree. The horse's neck is defined by a slight narrowing of the trunk. The horse's legs are stiff and slightly squared. The horse's tail is carved from a separate piece of wood. It is a paddle shape that appears to be streaming out behind the horse, despite his otherwise static pose. The horse has oversized paddle-shaped ears and a flattened face with yellow nostrils and large plastic eyes that face forward and have movable irises, like googly eyes, and yellow-painted nostrils. The rider also has large plastic eyes, and its ears, eyebrows, nose, and chin are embellished with yellow paint. His flattened hat juts out behind his head 5 to 6 inches, but fits more closely on the front and sides. It is decorated with yellow stripes that descend from the top of the hat toward the rider's face.